Sports Podcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.
Hello and welcome to Spotcast, the daily sports update on First Post. My name is Rakesh and all the big news from the world of sports coming your way right now. Kolkata's ATK scored their first win of this ISL season on Wednesday. They defeated Delhi Dynamos 2-1 thanks to a late strike by substitute Nusair El Maimouni. Both teams started the match with high energy, but ATK created scoring opportunities a mere 10 minutes into the game. Kalu Uche's header off a great free kick by Manuel Lanzarote was only just saved by the Delhi goalkeeper. ATK kept attacking the Delhi goal and Balwant Singh eventually scored the first goal in the 20th minute. Lanzarote exchanged passes with Pranay Heather and then passed the ball to Balwant Singh on the left wing. Singh curled a lovely kick into the goalpost to give ATK the lead. They kept threatening to double their lead but were thwarted by Delhi's defenders. The Dynamos looked more assertive during the second half. In the 54th minute, Rene Mihelic whipped one into the far post and Rana Gharami sent it across the box where Pritham Kotal deposited into the ATK goal. It was then Delhi's turn to attack the ATK goal repeatedly as they looked to score another. With 6 minutes left in the game, ATK manager Steve Koppel sent in Jayesh Rane and Nusair El Maimouni to replace Komal Thattal and Kalu Uche. Maimouni scored the winning goal. West Indies batsman Evan Lewis has pulled out of the ODI and T20 series against India, citing personal reasons. This is a blow for the struggling team because Lewis, who played for the Mumbai Indians in this year's IPL, has been in good form in the limited overs versions. He has made 2 centuries in 35 ODIs and 2 centuries in just 17 T20s. Lewis recently declined a central contract from CWI, that is Cricket West Indies, which leaves him free to play various T20 leagues around the world. Chris Gayle and other West Indian players have also opted to take this route. Gayle opted out of the ODI and T20 series against India and is participating in the inaugural Afghanistan Premier League underway in Sharjah. A CWI statement said, and I quote, "Paul and Puran have been asked to replace Evan Lewis in the ODI and T20I squads. Obed McCoy will replace Alzari Joseph, who remains under observation for his return to full fitness," unquote. The ODI series begins on the 21st of October. The Indian women's cricket team was denied permission to conduct their 6-day preparatory camp at the Wankhede Stadium ahead of next month's World T20 tournament. This is the latest salvo from the Mumbai Cricket Association in its ongoing tussle with the BCCI. The fight between the MCA and the BCCI began over the issue of complimentary passes for the fourth ODI between India and the West Indies. After a disagreement, the board shifted the match from Wankhede to Brabourne Stadium. The camp for the women's team has also been shifted to Brabourne, which is owned by the Cricket Club of India. Sabakari, GM of cricket operations for the BCCI, said, and I quote, "We have shifted the camp to the CCI for the time being," unquote. A senior official from the CCI said, and I quote, "The BCCI requested us to conduct the camp till the 21st of October and we have agreed. The camp will happen at the Brabourne Stadium till the said date. After that, it is for the BCCI to decide," unquote. Former India cricketer and COA member Diana Edelji expressed a disappointment at the turn of events. She said, and I quote, "I'm very upset that the Indian women's team could not start the camp over the venue issue. I don't think this treatment would ever be meted out to Virat Kohli's men's team. Why these different sets of rules for men and women? It is preparation for the World Cup, no less. Is this the way the women's team is going to be treated?" Unquote. The ICC Women's World T20 starts on the 9th of November in the West Indies. Well, Kabaddi news now, and Bengaluru Bulls outplayed the Tamil Thalaivas 44-35 on Wednesday in the Pro Kabaddi League. Pavan Seravath scored 16 points and Kashiling RK scored 12 points as Bengaluru registered their second consecutive win of the tournament. On the other hand, this is the fifth consecutive loss for the Tamil Thalaivas. They are yet to win a match in Season 6. Bengaluru got off to a great start. Kashiling RK came up with a super raid in just the second minute to give the Bulls a 4-1 lead. Ajay Thakur scored for the Thalaivas in the fourth minute, but RK made another successful raid as the Bulls inflicted an all-out to jump to a 9-2 lead. 6 minutes into the match, Pavan Seravath made a 4-point raid to take the Bulls to 14 points. At halftime, the score read 25-14 in Bengaluru's favour. The Thalaivas fought back in the second half to reduce the deficit to 6 points. However, in the 30th minute, the Bulls made 2 tackles to push the lead to 9 points. Sometime later, the Thalaivas captain Ajay Thakur suffered an injury and had to be stretchered off. Bengaluru then opened up an 11-point lead. The Thalaivas forced 2 great tackles to stay alive in the game, but the Bengaluru defence kept them at bay long enough to take the match 44-35.
Spotcast, your daily fix for everything from the world of sports on First Post.